USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has moved back from the brink of shutting down the southern border. He's now giving Mexico a one-year reprieve and warning of a 25% tariff on cars imported from Mexico.
If the drugs don't stop, Mexico can stop them if they want. We're going to tariff the cars. The cars are very big. And if that doesn't work, we're going to close the border.
Boeing has admitted a faulty sensor was a major factor in the crashes of two 737 MAX aircraft. The company's CEO apologized.
We're deeply saddened by, and we are sorry for the pain these accidents have caused worldwide.
For the first time, Dennis Muhlenberg is acknowledging that the flight control system on the planes might be to blame in both deadly crashes.
It's our responsibility to eliminate this risk. We own it, and we know how to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
First-time claims for unemployment are at their lowest level in more than half a century. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The Labor Department reports that about 202,000 U.S. workers filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. Now, that's 10,000 fewer than the previous week. And it's the lowest number of initial claims in a week since December of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A person that came forward claiming to be the missing Illinois teen Timothy Pitson, who disappeared 8 years ago, was found to be a hoax. Pitson family friend Kara Jacobs confirmed the news.
Unfortunately, this child is not our beloved Timothy. We know that you are out there somewhere, Tim, and we will never stop looking for you, praying for you, and loving you.
The Newport, Kentucky police chief said the man is actually Brian Rennie from Medina, Ohio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The way young people are interacting these days continues to change. But what is healthy and what's not? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The popular video game Fortnite is changing the way many kids play together and interact. Around 250 million people have played and downloaded the game since it debuted over a year and a half ago. Dr. Sue Varma joined CBS this morning to talk about executive function and when children need to know it's time to get up from the video games and go outside and play, and also some of the addictive qualities that surround these video games.
Look, it really depends on the child, right? You have to know the child, do they have the ability to be able to say no? And really what it comes down to is, do they have a more compelling activity, right? Because a lot of times kids are going to say, why do I have to stop? What's more interesting than this? I don't find homework interesting. Yeah. But I think you have to give them what we call a healthy diet of other pleasurable activities. Nothing can replace the human connection. If your kids really enjoy spending time with you, with friends, reward that as behavior. So can we go to your favorite movie? Can we go to a play? Can we go outdoor hiking? Can we go rock climbing?
More problems for Empire actor Jesse Smollett. Chicago authorities are planning to sue him for not paying the $135,000 cost to cover the investigation into his claims of being beaten up and held captive by two masked men. Earlier, the Illinois Chiefs of Police Association called on the prosecutor who dropped the charges against Smollett to resign from his post. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.